Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Yud Aleph, Shavuos 11a, pagination is 21. In yesterday's session, we discussed the concept of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleichem, that Bezdin's heart, so to speak, makes a condition. There's an automatic condition regarding certain things in the Beis HaMikdash that they do not become holy, intrinsically speaking, until they are finally ready to be used. We gave examples, Temidim Shlo Hutzruchu Letzibur, the Karbanos that were on standby to be used for the Karban Ola, and at the end of the year, there's some leftovers from those that are on standby. So there's going to be a redemption method, even though normally such a redemption does not occur if the animal is still unblemished. Likewise, the leftovers of the ketores at the end of the year, there's going to be a redemption method by which we can have it redeemed into the new cycle with the new money that was donated for this year's karbanos, so that it should be brought from the new year, and it was purchased with the new year. And that's all possible because of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleihem, because it did not become intrinsically holy because of this condition. In today's session, we're going to appreciate how dramatic that was, a departure from what was normally done. So it's almost like we're introducing the concepts a little bit out of order. It would have been smoother to introduce what is normally done and then introduce yesterday's session about the exceptions. But that's how the Gemara cites the examples, so it turns out that way based on the dafim. Let's begin one line up on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Abai is asking a question, but we're just going to learn the statement that he is introducing. Par v'soyer shel Yom HaKippurim, the animals of Yom Kippur being used for karbanos, she'avdu, and they got lost. So they were designated, and then they got lost. V'hifesh acherim tachtayim, and we therefore designated others to replace them. And that's how we proceeded on Yom Kippur, bringing the replacements as the karbanos. Onto Amud Beis, v'chin si'irei avodah zarah she'avdu, and similarly, a specific karban that was brought because of an atonement for avodah zarah. Bezdin ruled that a certain activity was okay, and it turns out afterwards that they realized that it's an act of avodah zarah. V'hifrish acherim tachtayhem, and again, it was avdu, it got lost, the karban got lost, and they designated a different one instead of it. So, three lines from the top, we have a ruling, yiru ad sheyis to'avu. You should let it graze until it gets a mum, a blemish, at which point it's not allowed to be brought as a karban, and you're able to redeem it. V'yimkiru v'yiplu d'meyam l'nedava, she'en chatas tzibur mesa. It's not going to die, it's going to graze until it gets a blemish, and at that point it gets released from its indecisiveness. It can't go out l'chulin for regular mundane purposes because it was designated as a karban. It can't be brought as a karban because the purpose of its karban has already been fulfilled by the replacement. And you can't bring it for something else because it was already designated for what it was. The one way out is when it gets a blemish, you'll be able to redeem it, and that money will be used as donation money for the karbanos of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the solution. V'amai asks the Gemara, Leima leiv bezdin masna aleihen. Why don't you say that there's a leiv bezdin making a condition that until it gets actually brought, it's ready to be brought, they don't designate it fully? And until that point, if something goes wrong, they still are able to redeem it. And the Gemara answers, Avudin ko'amrit. you're talking about something that got lost, shiny avudin delo shechichi. It's not common for something to get lost, and therefore you do not have leiv bezdin masne, the condition that we had before. Let's think back. Timidin, those karbanos that were on standby by the end of the year, that's pretty shchichi, that's anticipated, because that's the way we do things here. There are always animals on standby, and when last year comes to closure, they're going to be leftovers. The ketores, it was known, they're leftovers, because they make extra, that they shouldn't run out, particularly when the Kohen Gadol takes his handful, which is an unanticipated amount, they need to make sure that there's enough. So we know there's going to be leftovers. And therefore, there's a leiv bezdin. But that something's going to get lost, a karban designated, it's not common, and therefore there's no leiv bezdin masna. The Gemara continues regarding para aduma. Hare para delo shechicha. Para is generally not so common. Para aduma, there were only a select number of para adumas ever made. It's pretty uncommon. Vitanya, and nevertheless, we see a concept of redemption. Para niftes akol psul shaba, you could redeem it regarding any problems. Mesa tipode, if it dies, you could redeem it. Nishchata tipode. Motza acheres noe heimeno, if you find one that's nicer, you could redeem it. So, once it's designated as a para aduma, one would have thought that it gets locked in. Where is this concept that it could still be redeemed? And if you want to tell me, leiv bezdin masna aleihem, there's a condition being made, you told me the guidelines for the condition are only when it's common. And this is not common. So the Gemara in the first answer gives shiny para dekache bedek habayisi. The para generally is different than other karbanos. We know that it was brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, for example, lists para aduma in the laws of Taira and not in the laws of karbanos. So one can argue that the para was only a financial type of relationship. It was not a korban intrinsically kadosh, perhaps. And the Gemara explores that possibility, that it's kadshe bedek habayis, and it has nothing to do with leiv bezdin masna, that there's a condition. The Gemara rejects that and answers just below midway on the page, ela shayni para, para is different, Hoil udameha yikorin, because the para aduma cost a lot, they paid a lot for this animal, therefore there is a leiv bezdin masna aleihem, a condition, to the point that even if a nicer one becomes available, they have the right to swap it out, so to speak, to redeem it, and they want to get their money's worth. And that is unique about para. But normally, it's only things that are particularly predictable that leiv bezdin masna aleihem, the condition applied. And that's why, on the top of the amud, with Abaye's question about the karbanos of Yom Kippur or the seir of Avodah Zarah, there was no leiv bezdin masna. An animal getting lost is not a common occurrence, and therefore the ruling was, yiru ad sheyistoavu, it would graze until it got a mum, and once it has a mum, a blemish, you're able to redeem it. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.